Blog Talk Radio.
When I want to feel the presence of the Lord, I go to the songs that have power. Songs that deal with the cross.
Well, hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on tonight's episode of Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host, Pastor Katie Pierce, and it is an honor to be with you on tonight. Amen. We do so appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come and break the word of God with us on tonight. We appreciate you. We're going to start with the word of prayer, and then we're just going to get into our lesson. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come now, O Lord God, and we come against the enemy that would try to hinder, O Lord God, or try to stop the progression of your word going forth on tonight. Father, we pray now for the ground, O Lord God. We pray now for the ground of the soul, O Lord God, that this word will fall on good ground, O Lord God. The word being the seed, that it'll fall on ground where it will be able, O Lord God, to take root and it'll be able to grow in their lives. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, O Lord God. And we just thank you for your word on tonight, Lord God. Now, Father, open our eyes. Hallelujah, that we may behold wonderful things out of your law. Then help us, O God, to apply that given word to our everyday lives, O Lord God, that we may be a good representation of you in the earth, O Lord God, that men may see us and glorify you, the Father in heaven, Lord God. We desire this to be so. In Jesus' name, it is so, and so it is. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. On tonight, we want to continue looking at our study and talking about becoming agents of reconciliation. On last week, we went into detail about being agents of reconciliation and how important it is for us to sow seeds of oneness, how important it is for us to walk in unity of the faith. And so we want to continue that study on today as God has given us a word with reference to continuing the study. And on today, if you will, I want to look at part two of Agents of Reconciliation, and I want to look at it from an aspect or a subtopic of defamation of character, spiritual defamation of character. And I'm sure many of us have probably heard the phrase defamation of character, and we know that that's something when people do it, of course, it's against the law. There have been people, especially those in Hollywood or of good character or high standing, who have sued people because of defamation of character, and it's something, you know, that it's against the law, and yet it's running rampant in the church. In James 4:11, he says, "Speak not evil of one another, brethren, for he that speaks evil of his brother judges his brother and speaks." I don't know. I'm hoping everybody has their Bible with them on tonight, and perhaps we can just turn there in the book of Ephesians 4:11. Let's turn there for a second, shall we? Ephesians 4:11. Ephesians 4 and verse 11. And it says, and he, Ephesians, I think I wrote that down wrong. James 4, my fault, the book of James. James 4. Give me a second. James 4. I thought it was Ephesians, but it's in the book of James. And the word of God says this: "Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge." So we understand in this scripture, of course, it's saying don't speak evil of your brother. It's not hard. You don't need to be a rocket scientist. The Word of God is explicitly telling us that we should not speak evil one of another. Then it goes on to say, for he that speaketh evil of his brother judges his brother, and speaketh evil of the law. And of course, the law being the Word of God. If you're speaking against your brother, you actually are speaking against the Word of God. Isn't that amazing? And yet we find it so easy to talk about one another, to belittle one another, and to do some things that are just not favorable in the sight of God. And so on today, God gave me some revelation with reference to that scripture. I want to look again, if you will. We're just going to kind of thumb through some scripture, so I need for you to be prepared to turn with me in your Bibles. And so in Colossians 1, chapter 1, verses 20 through 22. And if you can't turn with me with these scriptures quickly, because I am going to read them, I would love it if you would just write them down and go back later on and contemplate them and chew on them and meditate on them so that God can get them down in your spirit. Amen. Amen. So Colossians 1, and we're going to look at verses 20 through 22. And the Word of God says, and having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your own mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and reprovable in his sight. Now in the scriptures, this ends, the 22nd verse ends with a colon, and that lets us know that we need to continue reading. And I would love it that you would continue reading when you read it. It's going to go from verses 20, you're going to go all the way through verse 29. And as a matter of fact, we're going to start with verse 19. So verses 19, you're going to go all the way through 29 to get the complete thought, And so it says, For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself. God loved and appreciated and exemplified reconciliation so much so. And we talked about that a little bit on last week, how God had reconciled man unto himself through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the one that brought God back to man, because man had sinned, and through his sin, of course, he was separated from God. And God himself wanted to reconcile himself to man, and he did that through the shed blood of Jesus Christ and the finished work of the cross. And so it's letting us know that reconciliation is imperative. It's something that God looks at as being number one. We talked about on last week how when you sow discord with the brethren, one of the things that he found to be a sin and an abomination in the Word of God was talking about when man sows discord with the brethren. This is not something, it's a thing that God hates. God hates one who sows discord with the brethren. And so, and even in sowing discord, he doesn't want us speaking evil of one another. He doesn't want us downing each other. He doesn't want us defaming the character of men. And yet it's so easy for us, our ear to be drawn to tidbits of gossip, our ear to be drawn to things that are not going to bring a good report. We talked about that in Philippians. The Word of God says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of good report, those are the things that we should think of. Those are the things that we should be drawn to. And yet we find ourselves, hallelujah, and yet we find ourselves being drawn to gossip, being drawn to saying things that are not true, half-truths. We give those things to men. Now, the word, the legal term, when you start talking about a defamation of character lawsuit, it talks about a false statement, something being said to be a fact, when in other words, it's just your opinion. It's that which injures the reputation of a person being defamed. It's not privileged information. And we go and we tell people our opinions, and we pawn it off as being, you know, this is the truth. I know this to be a fact, when in fact it's not a fact. Now, so we have to begin to look at that and begin to ask the Holy Spirit to help us, you know, not to be ones that's carrying gossip, not to be one that's speaking evil of our brother. God says that he doesn't want us to stand in judgment. He doesn't want us, you know, when I was reading the scripture, in my own self mind, I was saying, God, I really don't like saying things like don't judge your brother, because of the fact that we have so many people that takes this, you know, don't judge me, who are you to judge, when in actuality you calling right right and wrong wrong, and you're not judging. And so I want us to really, really, Holy Spirit, to really, really give how can I say it? To give right, to rightfully divide. That's the word I want to use. I really want Holy Spirit to rightfully divide the word of truth, in so that we're not telling people, don't judge me, when they call in sin, sin. That's not being judgmental. That's calling sin, sin. But the Bible here says that we shouldn't judge our brother and not speak evil of him. You know, speaking evil of him, you know, how can I say it? We have a lot of people, when somebody do something wrong to us, we want to send them to the burning inferno. You know what word I'm looking for. And that's not a place you can send anybody. We send more people to hell. I'm just going to say it. We send more people to hell, you know, than any creature on earth. And so God is telling us that he doesn't want us to speak evil of our brother. He don't want us to judge our brother, because he is the lawgiver. And he is the one who is able to save, and he is the one who will be able to destroy. That does not lay in your hand. So James here, in the Word of God, when we talk about James 4:11, James is speaking about the blasphemous sin of defaming other. The dictionary defines defamation of character as an attack on the reputation of someone by publishing falsely and malicious things that slander and injure. You know how somebody can come to you and they can tell you something or say something about a situation. Let's just say it's a noted, I know a perfect example. Let's say that it's our own wonderful, who am I speaking of? One of the preachers of L.A., I'll go that route. One of the preachers of L.A., and somebody will say, oh, he's such an awesome speaker. He's such a wonderful man of God, has such an anointing on his life. And you will go, yeah, but I heard that him say, and I think what he meant was, and he not living holy, and he not, who are you? And we do that because we're trying to take away from, hello, somebody. We're trying to take away from the anointing. How many times have we done it? You know, we hear something about a specific person. We heard something derogatory, and when in fact we shouldn't have even given ear to a conversation. And so then when somebody says something good about the person, we want to throw in what we heard, and we throw it in as though it's fact. That's defaming the character of a person. That's defamation of character. And so we want to not be so quick to do that in the Word of God. We want to be ones that are sowing seeds of unity and not being one that's sowing seeds of division. Amen. I want to look in the book of Proverbs. Those of you that have your Bibles, turn with me in the book of Proverbs, the 26th chapter. Proverbs 26. Amen. Proverbs, the 26th chapter, verses 19 through 21. So we've got Proverbs, the 26th chapter. We're looking at verse 19, and we're going to go through 21. And the Word of God says, so is the man that deceiveth his neighbor and says, Am I not in sport? Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is the contentious man to kindle strife. Amen. And of course, the scripture is just talking about the talebearer spreading gossip, keeping contention and division going by you adding what you're adding. And so it is so important here. The scripture is saying that the fire would go out, the fire would cease, the detention, the confusion would cease if you stop adding your little bit onto it. Amen. If you stop spreading the gossip, if you would stop saying what you think should be said, the thing would die. And so specifically the 20th verse, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, where there isn't a person telling stuff, where there isn't a person going back and forth, spreading gossip and elongating a situation that could really die, it said the strife would cease. The strife would cease. And so we have to be careful. We have to be mindful that we're not people carrying gossip. We're not the one spreading something. You know, the person trying to forgive and forget about it, and we got to add in what we heard. And what we heard wasn't even yesterday. What we heard wasn't even a few minutes ago. We heard some way back 5 years ago, and now we want to bring it up. Let it alone. Don't be a talebearer. Amen. Don't be a talebearer. Okay, Matthew 15. Turn with me to Matthew, the 15th chapter, verses 17 through 19. And God is saying that this is so important when we start talking about being the agents of reconciliation. We want to be able to let things alone, let things die, not keep carrying and causing confusion and strife in the body of Christ. Amen. We want to make sure that we're not the ones that's causing the confusion and causing the strife. Because what the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with me about is that, again, he does not like the person who sowed discord amongst the brethren. Come on now. So if he doesn't like it, if he hates it, then we have to make sure that we're not the one and that we're not guilty of that sin. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're looking at Matthew 15. We want to start at verse 17. Matthew 15, starting at verse 17. He says, Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the drought. But those things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. And so we, in this particular scripture, we're seeing that the word of God is telling us it's not what goes in your mouth that hurts. It's not that what goes in your mouth that destroys, because that which goes in your mouth is going to go in your mouth, but it's going to come out at the opposite end. Amen. Can I just put it like that? And he said that that's not what destroys a man. What destroys a man and what defiles a man is what's coming out of his mouth. What are you saying out of your mouth? What words have you given? What disposition? What's your attitude? He said that because out of the mouth, remember we talked about how from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The heart is only going to say, the mouth is only going to say what's actually in your heart. So if you find a person who's always bitter, if you find a person who's always sowing seeds of discord, if you find a person who can never say anything good about anybody, they got a heart problem. Amen? They got a heart problem, and we're not worried about what they're putting in. We're so busy in the body of Christ, and it ain't nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. You know, trying to watch what we eat. We want to make sure we're eating the appropriate things. We want to make sure that, you know, we keep our little girlish figure. We want to make sure that we're healthy in it, and that's good. That has its place. But the Bible here is telling us, you know, we're so worried about what's going in the mouth. But nobody's taking a look at what's coming out of their mouth. What are you saying? What are you speaking? And then he says, for out of the heart proceeded evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, and blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. The evil thoughts, thinking wrong about people, can't stand nobody. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I need somebody to be playing with me. And we're all messed up about that. And here we don't even understand that from a spiritual aspect, we're constipated. Because nothing is flowing from the heart the way the Spirit of God will have it. We've got blockage in us because we can't stand nobody. Amen. We're murdering people with our tongue. Amen. Then it talks about adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, lying on people. Hello. If you're not telling the whole truth, it's not the truth. You can't tell a fourth of a truth. Hello, somebody. You can't tell three-fourths of a truth. If it's not the whole truth, it's a lie. So we need to weigh that. We need to begin to look at that and make sure that the things that we're doing is not defiling us. The things that's coming out of our mouths are not defiling us. Don't look for every opportunity to pull people down in the body of Christ. It's supposed to be unity in the body of Christ. And so these are the things that we have to do. We have to learn how to speak good and not evil of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. We have to look for that. And so this is what this scripture is saying. And I just wanted us to begin to understand, you know, as we look at things, we need some spiritual ex-lax. We need some things that's going to begin to clear us up and unblock us, blocking some things and not letting the Spirit of God flow from our lips the way that it should because of what's coming out of our mouths. Amen. And so these are the things that we want to make sure that we're looking at. We want to make sure that we're not a person that's tale-bearing and gossiping and carrying bad news. Can't wait. Somebody give you some information and they telling you they heard. I heard so-and-so had told me. She had told me, and because her cousin on her daddy's side had told her, and then she had called me, and the cousin on the daddy's side, she got it from somebody else. And by the time it gets to you, it's been so. Come on, somebody. Added to and taken away and watered down. It don't even resemble truth. And we can't wait to pick up the phone to call somebody else and tell them what we heard without even knowing. And we're spreading it as truth. God is saying we need to stop that, people of God. We need to stop that. Amen. And remember, even if you know it to be truth, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of good report, that's what you're supposed to be telling. Let's not be so quick to be the bearer of bad news. Amen. Because we want to be agents of reconciliation. And the news and the gossip and the half-truths that we're spreading is only sowing seeds of discord. And God hates those who sows discord among the brethren. I'm going to keep saying that. You causing problems in the church and you think God is pleased. He says, I hate those who sows discord among the brethren. Why? Because we're supposed to be agents of reconciliation. Why? Because God loved the world so much, he wanted to reconcile the world unto himself, and we want to be like him, so we should want to reconcile. We're the agents of reconciliation, and we're making sure that we're not the ones who's causing spiritual deformation of character. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. So that was Matthew 15. Now, let's take a look, if you will, at Luke 6 and 45. Luke 6 and 45. I hope that I'm blessing somebody, and I hope that we're ready to grow up in Christ and truly be agents of reconciliation and do those things that'll bring glory and honor to God so that we can get back on one accord and do what God is pleased for us to do. Luke 6, 45. Verse 45 says this. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. So what is that? What are you saying to me, Apostle Designee? Pastor KP, what are you saying? What I'm saying is that you can listen to the conversation of a person and tell where they are. Amen. If you got a person who's always spreading gossip, you know, if you got a person who always want to bring you some news about what they've heard about somebody else, they got a heart problem. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And we want to be we want to be the good man that out of the treasure of our hearts, we bring it forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. And so we want to begin to, as people, and we're talking about the body of Christ now. So when you got somebody that's always bringing you some news, the best way to squash that, the best way to stop that is when people come to you and they're saying things of that nature, you know, to turn the conversation. Turn the conversation. Or say something like, you know, well, let's pray right now. You know what I'm saying? If every time they bring something to you, first of all, you halt it. I don't want to hear it. Let's just pray. Amen. Because usually people will come to you and they'll say things like, girl, did you hear about so-and-so and so-and-so? This is what I heard. Stop it. I don't want to hear what you heard. Let's just pray. Amen. That'll get them to a place of not wanting to come to you and tell you nothing. And imagine, come on, somebody, imagine if everybody in the church would learn how to squash all of that when they bring it to them. Let's pray. Imagine how much we could solve some things. Imagine how things would flow. Imagine how we could begin to see signs, miracles, and wonders. I'm talking real signs, miracles, and wonders flowing in the church. I'm talking deaf ears being open. I'm talking people being raised from the dead. But we've got so much animosity and we've got so much breakdown in the body of Christ. We so tail-bearing and we doing things that we don't need to do until God is just not pleased. God is not pleased, and he would desire, God desires that we begin to walk in the truth and in the manner of who he is. So we want to be the man that has a good treasure in our heart. We want to be the person that's sowing seeds of righteousness. We want to be that person that's sowing seeds of unity and strength. We don't want to be that person that's letting all kind of evil speaking and things of that nature come from our mouth. Again, Ephesians 4 and 31, it said, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you. Put all of that away. Evil speaking, clamor, anger, wrath. The word of God says, put that away. These are not the things that should be exemplified in the body of Christ. But we want to get mad at people, get our ball, and go home and don't want them to come and play with us no more. Come on, somebody. We'll lead a church. We'll lead a church. We'll go and we'll start attending Bedside Baptist. Okay, I'm going to say that. We'll start attending Bedside Apostolic. Hello. Okay, we'll start attending Bedside Church of God in Christ. Amen. I don't want you to get stuck thinking I'm picking on one denomination. Amen. So, Bedside Unitarian. Amen. And we need to stop that. We need to stop that, and we need to get to a place whereas God is going to be pleased with us. In Psalms 50, verses 19 and 20, it describes the wicked characteristics that's addicted to slander. Let's take a look at that. Psalms 50. Amen, amen. I hope you're being blessed. And I just look for us to, again, to stand up and be the agents of reconciliation that God will have us to be. Psalms 50. And let's look at verse 11 and 12. No, verses 19 and 20. Verses 19 and 20 says this. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. thou slanderest. And again, the word of God said that these are characteristics of a slanderer. These are people who are wicked. God desires that we not sit up and talk about, you know, we don't even just talk about those of us in the body of Christ, but we families. How many families are falling apart because of slander, because of wicked and evil speaking and things of that nature? You know, we remember the Hatfields and the McCoys, and how for years and years they didn't want to talk to each other. And when they finally got to a point of getting together and finding out what was what, there was something that wasn't even worth years, centuries. And we'll go years not speaking to somebody because of something that was said. And the Bible says, how can two walk together except they agree? And we don't even want to have the spirit of reconciliation and the spirit of unity. And so this is the thing that God wants us to get to a point of making his people feel better. He wants to get to a point where we're not slandering each other. God wants us to get to a point where we are walking together in unity and in strength, that we're learning how to speak good of each other. Amen. I don't even want you to go with the premise. My mama used to say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. If you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. But we need to get to a point where what we say is going to build our brother up and not tear him down. Amen. We need to get to a point where we're learning how to speak whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. Amen. We need to get to a point where we know how to give, to compliment our brother, to encourage our brother, to edify our brother. The Bible wants us to begin to be those who edify each other, that we can edify each other and build each other up. Amen. That's what God is looking for from his people. And so we have to realize the devastating effect that this defaming speech can do. We have to begin to look and understand that this is not what God would have us to do. We have the Proverbs 17 and 9, the scripture says that it destroys friendships when we're talking bad about each other, when we are the sower of discord, people falling out from friendships in the body of Christ and in life itself because of slanderous things. We're defaming each other's character. We're pulling down instead of building up. And this is not what God would have us to do. He doesn't want us to give the scarring wound. We have to understand that our words are life and death. The Bible says that life and death lies in the power of the tongue. And when we begin to speak evil, when we begin to speak against our brother, we're murdering them with our words. We're murdering them with our words. Amen. And so we've got to begin to look at the word of God and learn how to sow seeds of unity as opposed to seeds of discord. This is what the Bible is truly, truly telling us that we need to do. We have to begin to learn to sow seeds of unity and not seeds of discord. We have to learn how to stop gossiping and being talebearers. We got to ask God to give us a different ear, that we're not drawn in to gossip. We're not drawn in to the latest, to what's going on. And the thing of it is that most of the time, even the things we watch on TV perpetuates that, slander perpetuates, you know, bickering and arguing, and we in the body of Christ, we've got to get away from it. Leviticus 19 and 16 says, you shall not go about as a talebearer among your people. A talebearer is a person who circulates rumors that are either distortions of the truth. Remember, I told you, if it's a fourth of the truth, it ain't the truth. If it's three-fourths of the truth, it's not the truth. Amen. So they go around giving distortions of the truth, or they're just outright lies which are designed to do mischief. God hates the one who sows discord among the brethren. And I want you to note that Proverbs 6, verses 16 and 19, you read that whole scripture to tell you all the things that God hates. And God hates the one who sows discord among the brethren. And so a gossip can be defined as a newscaster without a sponsor. A person who would never tell a lie if the truth would not do as much damage. They'd rather tell a lie They'd rather tell a lie because they want to see damage. They want to see bickering. Have you ever seen somebody who come to you and tell you some stuff, and then you and the other person, y'all going at it, and the person who was the bearer of the news, they just step back out the way, and they looking at you laughing. Hello, somebody. So we really want to be mindful that we're not sowing the seed of discord. In reality, gossip is telling or listening. This is good. Gossip is telling or listening to something uncomplimentary about another with the wrong intent or the wrong purpose. You know, and this is what we'll do. This is how we'll do it. We'll call somebody and we'll say, girl, you know, did you hear such and such a thing about, you know, Sister So-and-so? Yeah, Sister So-and-so, she really, really going through this, what happened, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And we'll say we really, really need to pray for her, girl. And then the other thing that I heard was that and we just telling, we just talking, and the person on the other end just listening and taking it in, and you just telling half-truths and sowing stuff, and you're pounding it off. In fact, we really, really need to pray for her. All right, then, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Ain't no word of prayer went up. Y'all ain't even said, Lord, have mercy. Ain't said nothing. But you called with the pretense that, you know, I called you because we really need to pray for Sister So-and-so because she's really going through. I heard this is out, her lights out, her gas off. I heard this going on with her, that going on with a girl. We really, and I don't know what she's doing because, you know, she get a check every month. I don't know what she's doing with the money, but we really, really, really need to pray for her. And then, you know, she tried to, I saw her with some new shoes and her kids got this and her kids got the other thing, and we really, really need to be praying for her. All right, then, I'll talk to you tomorrow. What was the prayer? That's a talebearer. That's a person that's engrossed and caught up in gossip. And the other person is just as guilty because you're listening to it and you're giving them a venue of which to release that gossip. Uh-huh. All right. So we have to begin to understand that that is not what God would have us to do. That is not what God would have us to do. And so we want to begin to look at those things. I believe we looked at Matthew 18. Let's look at Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17. Amen. I want you to write it down, Matthew 18, verses 16 through 17. Let's look and see what the Word of God has to say. Hallelujah. Remember, we're agents of reconciliation, and we want to make sure that we're not guilty of spiritual defamation of character. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is so important, and it's so needed in the body of Christ because we've oftentimes been wondering why things are not going well with us. Matthew 18, 15 through 17. Okay. Okay, it says, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Remember, that's what God wants us to do. But if he would not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. And so here we have the scripture telling us how it is we're supposed to come together and what it is we're supposed to do. Now the problem, and I've stated it before with the body of Christ, is that oftentimes when somebody offends us, we don't go to the person that offends us. We go to somebody else because we actually are trying to build our case. So we go to somebody else and we tell them what the person did to us so that we can get somebody to be on our side. Amen. Come on. Say amen. Amen. And so we go to them. But that's really not how the Bible tells us we're supposed to do it. The Bible says that when somebody offends us, we're actually supposed to go to the person that offends us with the intent and purpose of reconciling. That's the key. Most of the time we go to somebody who we hurt something, we're going to them to tell them off. We're going to tell them off. We're going to tell them, you did, yeah, I ain't the one. I am not the one. no heart of reconciliation, no mindset of trying to reconcile them unto yourself like God reconciled. Come on, somebody. Like God reconciled man unto him. Your purpose and your intent wasn't even that. Hello. But that is not how God wants us to be. God wants us to be people of reconciliation. He wants us to be one to always try to make good, to always try to keep the peace. The Bible says, blessed is the peacemaker, for he shall be called the Son of God. But we don't want to be called the Son of God. We're not even trying to keep peace. We're not even trying to keep unity. Oh, my God, I implore you. I reach out to those of you who are listening to me and you falling out with somebody for whatever the reason because of some stuff that you heard and you didn't even try to go to find out if that was really what was going on. I come to you now in Jesus' name, and I ask that you would become an agent of reconciliation and reach out to that person with the intent of making peace, with the intent of coming together in unity and in peace, with the intent, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, if there be any vows of mercy, to go to them and try and make peace. Amen. Amen. Don't let the devil keep holding some stuff over you. I wanted to share the revelation that God gave me. Hallelujah. Turn with me in the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. The 54th chapter. Very, very familiar passage of scripture. We quote it all the time. Isaiah 54 and 17. We quote it all the time. We love this scripture. Isaiah 54, 17. Amen. And the words of God read like this. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment. And we talked about judgment in our scripture on today when we was reading from the book of Colossians. And every tongue that rises against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Now, the thing that God really, really let stand out to me was that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment. How many times have you said something about another Christian, and judgment is on you? How many times have you said something that didn't bring glory and honor to God? Because notice, this scripture didn't say in every tongue that rises against thee, or every sinner's tongue that rises against you. He didn't say that. He said every tongue. Every tongue that rises against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. How many of us have brought condemnation on ourselves with what we're saying about others? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And we're wondering why we can't get past some things. Oh, my God. We're wondering why we're stuck in a place. Oh, my God. We're wondering why things are not going, why things are not flowing the way they should, and it's because of the very words that you've been speaking, that you've been saying. What words have been coming out of your mouth? Did you say something? Did you speak evil of somebody? Did you come against somebody? Your tongue rose against them in judgment, and condemnation has fallen on you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. I just want to stay right there for a minute. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come now, God, on behalf of the listening audience, oh God. I come, oh Lord God, now repenting, oh Lord God, of the things that we've said about our brothers and sisters in Christ. God, our own tongue has condemned us, oh Lord God. We've spoken things, God, that were not good. We've spoken things that were not lovely. We've spoken things that were not honest, oh, Lord God. We said some things. We told some half-truths, some fourth-truths, some three-fourths of a truth, oh, God, but it wasn't the whole truth, oh, Lord God. And we come now, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, asking, Father, that you would reverse the curse that we've spoken on ourselves, oh, God. Reverse the curse that we've spoken on our own lives, oh God, because we were the bearer of bad news. We were the tale bearer. We were the gossiper, oh Lord God. And then, God, I pray for the one, God, who didn't say anything, God. They didn't say anything. All they did was listen, but they don't understand that their silence was agreement, oh Lord God. My God, the glory. Their silence was falling in agreement, oh Lord God, to a half-truth, to a thing that wasn't right, oh Lord God. And we come now, Father, asking that you would clean us up, God, and make us right in your sight, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Make us right, oh Lord God, that the heritage of the Lord will fall upon us, oh Lord God, that you will begin to break that, God, break the thing that we gave, break, oh Lord God, the stick that we gave the enemy to beat us down with, oh Lord God. We pray now, oh Lord God, that you would begin to cleanse us, cleanse our thought, cleanse our mind, oh Lord God, cleanse our heart, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Make us right in your sight, oh Lord God. We don't want to defame anybody, oh Lord God, because we understand that when we talk about our sisters and brothers in Christ, we're actually talking about you. We're actually standing against your word, oh Father God, and we come on tonight to repent, Father. We repent for every negative word that we've spoken, oh Lord God. We repent even now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We cast down our own words, our own negative words, oh Lord God. We come against our words now, God. We command our negative words to fall to the ground and die. Never take root, Father. Oh Father, we come with our hands raised to repent, oh Lord God. We want to be agents of reconciliation, oh Lord God. We want to be agents of reconciliation to draw men back to you, oh Father God, by what we're doing with them, God, that our relationship amongst the brethren, oh Lord God, that men and women will look at us and that they'll know that there is a God because they see the love that we have one for another. God, help us in the body of Christ. My God, to glory. Help us in the body of Christ, oh God. We stop being slanderous. We'll stop being backbiters. We'll stop being bitter. We'll stop speaking evil, oh Lord God, that the things that come out of our hearts, oh Lord God, will be good. Oh, my God. The things that's spoken out of our mouth, oh God, that out of the treasures of our hearts, it'll be good, oh God, that we'll think of, speak only those things that'll edify, not those things that'll tear down, God. We repent. We repent even now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We repent because we understand what gossip does. We repent, oh Lord God, because we don't want to put wood on the fire, oh Lord God. We repent, oh Lord God, because we were the ones who was carrying wood and keeping up confusion, oh God. Oh God, forgive us now. Forgive us, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us, oh Lord God, for carrying around the gossip. Forgive us, oh Lord God. Now, Father, search our heart, oh Lord God. Search the deceit. Search, oh Lord God, our heart. Search and change our ear, God. Let our ear be prone and pulled to that which is good, oh Lord God. Don't let us have an ear to want to hear the latest gossip. Don't let us have an ear to want to hear the latest rumor. Don't let us have an ear to hear those things, God, that are not going to edify the body, that's not going to edify you, Jesus Christ, that's not going to edify, God. Help us, oh Lord God, to have an ear to hear only those things that are bring glory and honor to Abba Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we look to you, Father. Hallelujah, God. We look to you, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord God. We look to you, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We look to the hills from whence cometh our help, oh Lord God. So we thank you, oh Lord God, that we won't go around being slanderous, oh Lord God, that we won't go around doing those things, being perverse, oh Lord God, and spreading strife, oh God. We desire not to do those things, but we desire to lift one up, God, to lift one another up, oh God, before you. So we repent. We repent, oh God, of our slander. We repent, oh Lord God, of our defamation of character, God. Now, God, give us opportunity to go and make amends, to go make right, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that we will be agents of reconciliation, oh Lord God, and that you will be pleased with us, oh Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be pleased with everything we do. Be pleased with everything that we say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we bind the enemy. We bind the enemy. We bind every snake-like spirit, oh God, that would try to come and whisper confusion in our ear, oh Lord God. We understand, oh Lord God, that when you told Adam if he would eat of that tree, he would surely die. You didn't mean a physical death, but you mean that he would die because the commune with you and him would no longer exist, oh Lord God. There are some things that we've done, oh Lord God, and it's killed some things. It's killed our relationship. It's killed our anointing. It's killed our purpose, God. It's killed some things, God, but because you loved us so much, hallelujah, you reconciled us back to you through Jesus. So I pray for those, oh Lord God, and I pray now that you will resurrect, oh Lord God. Resurrect, oh Lord God, those things that they ate, oh Lord God, those things that they listened to of the enemy. Resurrect purpose in them, God. Resurrect, oh Lord God, those things that they desire of you. Resurrect their anointing. Resurrect their ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Resurrect, oh God, families. Resurrect, oh God, relationship. Resurrect, oh God, and reconcile us. Reconcile us, oh God, and to yourself, oh Lord God, as we walk in the admonition of you. Hallelujah, God. Bring us back to right standing in you, God, as we go to make amends and get in right standing and relationship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. So we bind the enemy, oh Lord God, that will let us speak with a forked tongue. We bind the enemy, oh God, that will have us speaking double-minded or speaking out of both sides of our mouth, oh Lord God. We bind the enemy, oh Lord God, even now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And God, we just even now dedicate our mouths to you, God, because you said it's not what goeth in a man that defileth, but it's what cometh out of him, oh God. So let those things that come out of us, oh Lord God, be pleasing in your sight, Abba Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we love you on today. Our desire is to walk upright before you, God. Our desire is to be the agents of reconciliation, God. So help us now, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let no unwholesome thing proceed out of our mouth, but only such that is good for the edification according to the need of the moment, O Lord God, so that we would give grace to those who hear. And we desire not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. By which we were sealed to the day of redemption. So I pray now, God, that all bitterness and all wrath and all anger and all clamor, slander, that it will be put away from us now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say, let God arise. Hallelujah. And the enemy be scattered. We say, let God arise and the enemy be scattered. So we receive your forgiveness now, God. We receive your forgiveness now, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, O Lord God, that it is so. And so it is in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I just thank you all for calling in and joining in with us today as we continue our study of agents of reconciliation and on today how we talked about spiritual defamation of character, and we understand that the tongue is an unruly member. The tongue is an unruly member. James, in the book of James, it talks about how we have to learn how to put the tongue in subjection, how we have to learn how to speak those things. But it's going to be according to you. It's going to be you. You have to tame it. It's not something you cannot say. Let me just give you this nugget. You can't say, God, help me not to say those things that ain't right. You know what I'm saying? And then you just do whatever you want to do. You know, you have to become, have to walk in agreement. You have to come in agreement with God, come in agreement with the Holy Spirit, and then begin to not let anything come out of your mouth. Amen. Amen. So on today, as you prepare to walk in agreement from this day forward, as you prepare not to give ear to what people are saying that's not a good report, that's not lovely, as you prepare to go forth from this place in Jesus' name, I endue you with power from on high. Amen. Thank you again for joining us on tonight. I do pray, and we will be putting this segment on Facebook. We'll be putting this segment on Facebook, and you'll be able to find it on our page, Truth Deliverance Ministry on Facebook. You'll be able to find it. We do pray that you will share it with somebody who needs it, because God is saying that he is ready for the church to get back and to come to unity. He's ready for us to walk in unity. No more is it just time for us to shout and turn cartwheels and do things. And I'll shout first. I'll turn the first cartwheel. But at the end of the day, we need to exemplify God in everything we do and in everything we say. The world is watching us. The world is watching us. And we want to make sure that what they see is the true book or the true epistle of Jesus Christ. I heard my friend on today, Minister Evangelist Kelly Kennedy, and she said that I want to be the Bible that men can read through my life. Amen. The Bible talks about being a living epistle, and an epistle is a letter. And you should be a living epistle. Man should be able to read you and find God. My God to glory. Now, that's a statement. A person should be able to look at your life and read your life and find God. Amen. And that's the place that we want to get to in the body of Christ. So, again, I need you to look us up on Facebook and join us. Also, if you have any questions, any comments, or just some feedback that you want to give, we do encourage you on Facebook to just hit us up. Let us know, you know, well, this is what I need clarity on, and we can pick that up next week, or here's a subject that I really, really been thinking about, and or this really blessed me and helped me to understand what I needed to do and what my walk in Christ needed to be. And so, again, hit us up on Facebook. Thank you so much for joining us. You're also welcome to email us at truthdeliveranceministry@yahoo.com. That's truthdeliveranceministry@yahoo.com. Email us. Let us know. I need to hear back from you. I need to hear back from you. Good, bad, indifferent. I need to hear back from you. So I look forward to hearing from you. And until next week, I pray that God's greatest and God's best be yours. Again, thank you for joining us on tonight. Goodbye, everyone.